Warning, the Geek Cave can at times contain mature language and immature humor. The Geek Cave, brought to you by BuzzTime, great minds drink alike. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top-secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Hey there, and welcome to the Geek Cave Podcast gaming segment. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
And this is brought to you by Shirtosaurus, BuzzTime, and GameStop. Also proud sponsors, all three of them proud sponsors, of our Extra Life Marathon, which is going to be Labor Day weekend. This is money that's going straight to Children's Miracle Network Hospitals, which basically ensures that if parents can't cover the bills for their kids' medical care, it's still taken care of. GeekCavePodcast.com/Extra Life 2017 has all the details, including some of the prizes you can win, like an NES Classic. So that's really exciting. All right, so not a whole lot going on this month in the world of games, but since Justin wanted a joke to start us off with for this segment, quick game review, really short. Knights of Azure, have either of you heard of it?
Nope.
Okay. Dynasty Warriors and boobs.
You have my attention.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
No, that's the review.
That is the review. That is literally the review. It's Dynasty Warriors.
I know, but I really wasn't paying attention to you before. Because generally, after we get through the intro of the gaming segment and I say my name, I just kind of trail off into my own little happy place.
Okay.
You brought me back. So good on you.
Yeah, Knights of Azure, the sequel is coming to the Nintendo Switch, so I figured I'd try out the original, which is on the PS4. It's anime girls doing Dynasty Warrior things. There's like a lesbian love story somewhere in there. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. There's nothing I can say that it's either.
Since I don't contribute much to the games, I think I'm going to be in my bunk till the movie segment. So you can.
Yeah, I mean, there's really nothing I can say about the gameplay or the story other than that. It's fine. Just go play it.
Just go.
It's good. It's fine. There are worse things.
Going completely off topic, in the comic book segment, I asked Chad to get me some more coffee since he was up, and he did, so thank you, Chad.
You're very welcome.
I don't want to come across as rude. I was in the middle of my spiel.
I understand.
It's a very good cup of coffee. I appreciate it.
Groovy.
Other than that, not a whole lot going on. Apparently, the company making the Sega Genesis Flashback console at Games, this is the one that we actually had to do like a quick video debunking, because it's not a new thing. They've been doing these for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
They finally fixed the sound problem, but GameSpot got a hold of an early release of it. It's supposed to come out in September, and they say it's not that great. But a lot of their reviews are kind of nitpicky. They say that, oh, well, the controllers require AAA batteries, or you can use your old Genesis controller, which is fine. It also uses Genesis cartridges. And they said that while the sound issue is fixed, there are some problems with frame rate. And that's a big problem when you're playing a game like Sonic the Hedgehog. So I guess just kind of keep an eye out. Some people are reviewing this as if it's already out and they already have it, which is not the case for most folk. So I guess buyer beware just in case. I mean, the game company does have a bit of a sketchy history with these Genesis releases. So keep that in mind. And looks like the Nintendo Switch is doing ridiculously well. Who would have thought?
And that's been kind of the way Nintendo does.
Yeah.
You know, they do ridiculously well for a while. And the Wii U being its notable exception that did really well to start and then tapered off rather quickly.
Well, it's a peripheral. Not everybody wants that.
Well, that's certainly how it was sold.
Yeah.
But with the Switch clearly not being a peripheral.
This is true. It's not a peripheral.
And as it continues to have a following, third-party developers would be... They would be remiss in skipping it.
Right. Well...
They would be stupid in skipping it. I'm just saying.
As we stand right now, about 5 million sold worldwide. I figured we'd break down some of these numbers here and kind of do a quick roundtable about...
Baron bought three.
Quick little...
And he's quality tested each of the cartridges by licking them.
They all taste the same. I have not licked any of them that I've gotten from Gamefly, but there's a few reasons for that. So, but yeah, about 5 million sold. Interestingly enough, Splatoon 2, which at the time of this taping had been out about a week, had already outsold Breath of the Wild, the latest Zelda game, in Japan. Which is ridiculous when you consider that one is a long-running franchise that is beloved by millions, and the other is a shooter about kids that turn into octopuses. Octopi. They're both good. They're both good games. But these numbers...
Outsold in terms of speed or outsold in terms of raw numbers?
Raw numbers.
Wow.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy. But this all leads to kind of a... Kind of this... discussion topic of, you know, the Switch is still behind the PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One when it comes to terms of power. It's not like Nintendo's never done that before and made a whole lot of money. Just looked at the Wii. Heck, just looked at the Super Nintendo. It was kind of behind the Sega Genesis in a few factors. But can the Switch really make it long term in today's gaming landscape? I mean, when third-party developers are always trying to pump out the best visuals and the biggest experiences. Just look at Horizon Zero Dawn. That game was beautiful on a system that already pumps out beautiful games and is never going to appear on anything like the Switch, which seems like this kind of amalgamation of a handheld and a console. Is there really room for the Switch as like a gamer's solo machine?
Probably not. And I mean, this. Let me rephrase. For somebody who really digs on handhelds, my spouse loves her 3DS and almost seems to rather play that than any of the consoles we have in the house. She would probably be perfectly fine having a Switch and that being her console/handheld. But for someone like me that wants to not play on iStrainoVision, it would never be my primary console, even if I just left it plugged into the TV all the time. Because I'd always be in the back of my mind, it's like, you know, it's still just it's a small system.
It's a souped-up handheld.
Yeah. You know, because what they had, the Super Game Boy,
yeah.
You know, where
yeah.
you could put the, you know, and run your yeah. Game Boy things to the TV. It was the same thing. It was like, yeah.
Yeah, we have the Super Game Boy cartridge and one of the original Game Boy games. It does not translate well to the TV.
Oh, no
these
joke.
Days, especially these days.
No. I mean, that's one benefit that the Switch has is that all the games that are made for it are designed to look at least decent right. in both handheld and TV mode. I think that Nintendo is great at innovating. And great at coming up with all these really weird ideas that you wouldn't think would work, and then they end up working. So I think that there's room for it, obviously, on the market. It's starting to get a little crowded now with Atari announcing that they're going to release a system.
Atari Box!
Yeah, this Christmas, that's what they're calling it, the Atari Box. It has wood paneling.
The Atari Box X.
I love that. Yeah.
There's actually two versions of it. One of them does not have the wood paneling.
Mm.
One of them has like a... It looks like red outline.
Yeah, that one's
like
dead
to me.
It's
all black with... Okay.
I want the wood paneling.
Wood paneling or nothing?
Wood paneling or nothing. It's just, if you're going to do it...
He's going to name it Woody.
If you're going to have an Atari system...
Hey-o!
You're going to have an Atari system. You go all the way. You do the wood paneling. You do the station wagon. But...
I hope it comes preloaded with E.T.
That's the only game on it.
Yeah, you got to beat E.T. before you can unlock the other games.
when he gets that, we need to take some measurements and then like just steal it for a weekend and put actual wood paneling into it. You just carve out the wood panel looking plastic and put an actual piece of wood.
If anybody could do it, we could. It'd be us.
Yeah. But I don't know. Justin, since you're like probably the most casual of the three of us when it comes to gaming, does the Switch talk to you at all? Does it speak to you in any way?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I mean, I've played yours a little bit, and it was interesting. And maybe if I'd had a little bit more time to get you, I mean, it seemed excessively foreign to me.
Fair enough.
I mean, it was just. I mean, I have a Wii, and that was okay. I spent a lot of, when I do play games, it's generally on my PS3. So I'm an old school gamer. I have the controller in both hands mentality. You know, hands at 10 and 2, basically. I can't drive a stick shift. I can't have one hand on the wheel and one hand doing this other thing down here. They have to be joined at the hip doing. You know,
my poor wife. Carry on.
I'm not saying you're wrong. She is my wife, you know, leads a very sad existence in terms of our marriage. It's you know, I'm surprised she hasn't kicked me to the curb yet. In terms of gaming,
okay,
my hands have to be, you know, locked in the controller position.
Well, and I guess that's like one of the benefits of Nintendo going ahead and putting a grip in there, so you can have the little
Joy-Cons.
Yeah,
I mean, and you know, if I could, you know, you can have everything in controller mode, and that's great. But I don't know. There's not enough market for me to justify the purchase of one at the moment. It's like, it's great. It's doing great. I'm glad Nintendo is doing great. I can't justify going out and buying a brand new gaming console.
That's fair. That's
especially since I'm trying to lobby for a set of drums.
That's absolutely.
I
got to
work on that multi-limb coordination going on.
Well,
you know,
yeah. And that's one of the things
for my wife. I should use that as my excuse. This is for you, babe.
And that's one of the things that Nintendo has to fight is if you already have a traditional console. You know, are you going to be swayed by? I mean, Nintendo has a lot of great exclusives, but if you're someone that those exclusives don't speak to very well, like Chad doesn't like Mario Kart, for example.
I do not.
You know, it's one of those things where I love Mario Kart, so obviously Mario Kart on the go spoke to me. We recently flew to Colorado, and we acted out that little bit from the Switch's launch trailer, where we set up the Switch on those little tray tables they give you, and my wife has a Joy-Con in her hand, and I have one in my hand, and we're playing Mario Kart at like 30,000 feet, and it is fantastic, and it's fun. But we both like Mario Kart. If you don't like Mario Kart, that might not mean anything to you. I can see...
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a market for it, because...
Yeah, but correct me if I'm wrong, but if you both have a 3DS... Can't you both play the same Mario Kart game just by syncing up get a friend code and play off of, you know, you have the game playing on yours and Lori can join in from her?
Yes. The difference is we both have to own 3DSs and we both have to own copies of the same game. And since it's the two of us living in the same house, we don't necessarily need two copies of Mario Kart. What the hell are you two doing? Playing with a transfer.
Nothing. We're doing nothing. Right. You keep talking about the Switch. We're doing nothing.
Well, I'm
oddly
glad
enough,
that
this represents most people's feelings about the Switch.
We're doing nothing.
Well, for those who are interested, they're really interested. For those who aren't, it's an all or nothing.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, I'll
fair
agree
enough.
With that.
And for the casual gamer. Unless you're a casual Nintendo gamer.
Yeah.
You know, if you're a casual gamer that owns a PlayStation and or an Xbox, then the Switch is superfluous.
Yeah. Now,
but if you're a casual Nintendo gamer, Mario Kart, Mario, Zelda, Metroid, then the Switch is going to be your gaming, choice.
I agree with that because if, say, about 10 years ago, if the Switch had been the immediate successor to the Wii, and I had never gotten a PlayStation, oh, yeah, we probably would have purchased a Switch. But because that's all I'd ever played. I grew up with a Nintendo, a Super Nintendo. I had a Game Boy. I didn't own any other consoles until the Wii. So I'd never owned anything but Nintendo. Got my PlayStation, and I'm like, oh, there's more to life than Mario. And I'm not saying Nintendo is a bad thing to be a fan of, because I'm still a fan of the old school stuff, but I'm like, I can't justify buying the Switch because I'm still getting use out of my PlayStation.
It's like being an Aerosmith fan. I love their old stuff, but lately it's just, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, Nintendo, I love their old stuff, but their new stuff, I can take it or leave it.
Yeah. Now, you know, if Nintendo was like Rush,
where they get progressively better.
They get progressively better and more innovative. I'm like, you know what? I'm willing to buy a new album just to see what they're going to do.
Hmm.
It's not rehashing the old stuff.
Fair enough.
You know, and as much fun as we're making, it sounds like we're being really hard on the Switch. We're not trying to be.
We're just being silly. Because I really am genuinely glad that Nintendo is doing so well with the Switch. I want the company to keep going because I do have fond memories of the company. It's, you know, it's not like where, you know, well, I have fond memories of this and that, but they went out of business. And, yeah, that's okay. I can still enjoy my memories. I want them to keep going because maybe they'll eventually re-release the stuff that I don't own anymore.
Or eventually they're going to come up with a new must-have game.
Yeah, they're going to hit something eventually where I'm just like, we got to do this. We're pulling the trigger on this, and there's no, you know.
They've done it twice before.
Exactly.
The original Nintendo was kind of a must-have thing. It was the only thing of its kind in that way.
Yeah.
You know, and then when the Wii came out.
So in another 20 years, they'll come up with something. I'm just like, that's it. We're doing it.
Well, time
Jordy will be my son will be in college by then, so or you know hopefully out on his own, so I'll have extra income by then.
Well, time
will keep dreaming, big boy.
I know.
Certainly tell, but I guess it'll ultimately depend on third parties as to whether or not Nintendo has room in the console market. But right now,
I think they always will. They may not appeal to the quote unquote hardcore gamer, the person who sits around all day playing Call of Duty. That kind of stuff. But the market of casual gamers is still impressive. Yeah. So I don't think Nintendo's going anywhere anytime soon. And because this is such a diversion from the Wii and the Wii U, this is enough to pique most people's interest. On a slightly... Let's backtrack a little bit. Darren... You know, said he. You know, you've been getting them. You've been getting stuff for the Switch through GameFly.
Yes.
Yeah. Darren said he hadn't licked any of those cartridges, but he did lick one. It's on our YouPorn page. Darren licks another man's Zelda.
don't look for it.
We don't actually have a page.
We've don't. Gotten
Gmails. Stop.
Anymore.
We had to take it down.
Terms of service or something like that.
Turns out there are limits on the amateur circuit.
Well, you see, if he'd been wearing the tank top in the video, it might have gotten more hits.
Mm.
I didn't look like that then.
That's it. The entire page is nothing but like videos of Darren punching the heavy bag.
God, I lost my train of thought.
Was that a euphemism? Or?
Oh, and real quick before
nope.
Real quick before we wrap up, it looks like Walmart is in some hot water with Nintendo fans.
Everything?
Yeah.
With who?
Nintendo fans. You know, the Super Nintendo Classic is coming out in September. And, you know, you can sign up on Walmart's website to be notified when pre-orders go live. Well, a whole bunch of people got those emails, and they logged in, and they placed their orders, and pre-orders sold out. And now Walmart is canceling all of the pre-orders because turns out it was a glitch. Sorry. Our bad. Well, okay. Well, when are pre-orders opening? We can't tell you that. So, yeah. That's a mess.
That is a mess.
I mean, I think I would be madder because I got the email that orders had opened up, but I was driving at the time. So I didn't get to do anything until I finished my drive, and by then all the pre-orders were sold out, so I was bummed. Now they're all being canceled, and I think I would be homicidal at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough that they don't pay a living wage to their workers, and now this? I mean, come on, man.
Walmart.
Even the computers are complaining.
Even the computers. Yeah.
Be better.
This is how the robot uprising begins.
Oh, well, that's it for gaming, I suppose, unless either of you have anything else.
I wish I did. Unfortunately, I do not.
I mean, I've looked at a video game in the last month. Right. But that's...
Which one?
I don't remember.
Oh. Really made an impression on you.
Oh, I found some old Super Nintendo cartridges at my in-law's house, so nice. I've held a video game in my hand.
I'm going to say I've been replaying Darksiders 2.
Ah.
Nice. I've been replaying Uncharted 2.
Still good.
As I prepare for Uncharted The Lost Legacy, which comes out August 22nd, which is going to be one of the games featured in our extra live stream, tying it back to the beginning of the of the segment here, which you can find at geekcavepodcast.com/extralife2017. You guys know what you're going to be playing?
Nope.
Narp.
All right, sounds like we are very well prepared for this.
As always.
But it's going to be 24 hours, maybe a little more, of constant video games, raising money for Children's Miracle Network. We would really appreciate your support. And if you don't have the money, that's cool. We understand that. Go to our website and then forward that on to someone who does have the money who can donate and help
us out. Yeah, if you can't donate, at least share the information with others. That's all we're asking.
And be sure to visit facebook.com/geekcave, where we'll be giving you updates, and maybe do some live streaming on there as well. If we can get a D&D game running, that ought to be fun, at least for a few minutes, until
that would be fun,
we piss Chad off enough.
He is
Demogorgon.
Chad is the dungeon master when we play, so it's always fun to piss him off in that regard. Remember, if you donate $1 million, we will do something excessively silly online and record an episode at your house. Not a million. We don't raise $1 million. Someone has to donate $1 million.
If we raise $1 million, that would be spectacular.
I'm looking at you, Bill Gates.
You know, Elon Musk.
Yeah, if we raise $1 million total, that would be fantastic. But
Elon Musk is worth like $90 billion. He can spare $1 million. I'm just saying.
That's like pocket change to him. Yeah,
he would actually lose money bending over and picking up $1 million than if he had just kept walking and going about his business.
Right. That's well, true. On that note,
at that level,
yeah, yeah.
On that note, be sure to check out our sponsors: BuzzTime, Great Minds Drink Alike, GameStop, Power to the Players, and Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. They've got some really nice t-shirts. You should check them out. And be sure to check out the movie podcast, which is going to be available right after this one goes up, and on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, wherever podcasts are not sold, because this one's free. See you in a little bit.
Yeah. And if you haven't downloaded the comic podcast, it's okay. Go ahead and
give
it a listen.
Why not? See you in a bit.
I'm just saying, if this was your first download, sometimes things get screwy. You download the middle one first.
Yeah, yeah. By accident or something?
Yeah, mostly.
All right, check out the next episode. See you later.